The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page. Ellen Naomi Cohen was born on September 19, 1941.
I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me.
She was mocked by people who didn't know her heart. She was teased by supposed friends. Even after her death, the cruel joke was that she choked on a ham sandwich. All this because of her weight. The jokes hurt her, as it does many people who are called fat and who are ridiculed for the way they look, but she hid her pain well, as many do. In high school, she adopted the name Cass, and sometime later, she would assume the surname Elliot in memory of a friend who had died. According to a 2019 article by writer Sheila Weller, Cass, Ellen Naomi Cohen, was a middle-class Jewish girl from Baltimore who left high school to go to New York and try Broadway. She lost the role of Mrs. Marmelstein in I Can Get It For You Wholesale to a budding young Jewish singer-actress who did her share to establish the rule that you don't have to be classically beautiful to be a star, Barbara Streisand. Cass then got a job as a coat check girl at a Manhattan nightclub, The Bitter End, singing and trying to get random agents' attention as she juggled hangers and quarters as tips. Cass Elliot had a wonderful, soothing voice. She had a wonderful personality, a beautiful soul. But the story is that initially, not even John Phillips wanted her as part of his new group, which would become the Mamas and the Papas. According to insiders, Phillips thought she was too fat and didn't fit the image of the group. It was only when the group realized that she had a beautiful voice, which actually made the group better, that she was allowed more opportunities to sing. When she was finally featured, she had to make up a story that she had a terrible voice until a pipe fell on her head, which somehow made her voice better. Even after that, Elliot's weight continued to be a source for jokes. In one of the Mamas and Papas' biggest hits, Creek Alley, Elliot had to join the chorus, singing, "And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass." After she left the group, she tried to get away from the name Mama Cass, to no avail. "My mother was the little engine that could," her daughter Owen Elliot Kugel told Weller. Weight shaming was something she dealt with all her life, she said. She was constantly insulted and hurt by people calling or thinking her fat.
Got a feeling that I'm wasting time on you, babe.
But she never talked about her pain, and when she performed, she hid that pain. But I know, I could tell that it bothered her. As a child, she was teased as a fatty. Her weight was something she bore the scars of for the rest of her life, be it failed auditions for Broadway shows or lonely nights after the Mamas and the Papas performances at Carnegie Hall or the Hollywood Bowl, coming home alone when everyone else had a partner. Once she said, "I've been fat since I was 7, and being fat sets you apart." For others, that might have been a handicap, but Cass turned it into a strength, according to The Guardian. She opened the door for others like Janis Joplin and Grace Slick of Jefferson Airplane, says DJ Annie Nightingale. "I adored her voice. You couldn't help but like her. And she helped establish a genre of independent women." Cass's impact on 60s teenagers with weight problems was significant, said The Guardian. Nancy Roberts, founder member of the Spare Tire Theater Company, a group inspired by Susie Arbuck's Fat is a Feminist Issue, explains, "She was this wonderful, sexy role model, an inspiration who made it less of an incriminating burden to be fat." Aside from breaking the weight-shaming stigma and rising as an improbable female icon, Cass was other things young women weren't allowed to be, but can be now. a proud single mother by choice and a working mother who supported her child alone, according to Weller. At 25, Cass knew she wanted to be a solo mother, a bold choice at the time, even in Bohemian circles, according to Next Tribe. She wanted me more than anything else in the world, and she told people that, her daughter said. But even with all her personal and musical triumphs and outwardly confidence, Elliot constantly felt the brunt of fat jokes and the pressure to be slim. She said she'd never go on stage because Michelle was beautiful and she wasn't, said John Phillips, one of the papas. She was persuaded to change her mind, but no one stopped her trying dangerous diets. Elliot tried desperately to lose weight, once going on a 6-month-long crash diet, losing 100 of her 300 pounds. This would lead to stomach ulcer and throat problems, which was treated by drinking milk and cream, leading her to regain much of her weight back. At age 32, Elliot would die in her sleep. Immediately, there were rumors that she either died because of drugs or that she died while eating a ham sandwich. Frank Zappa would even reference the sandwich in his song, We're Turning Again, with the lyrics, we can visit Big Mama, we can whap her on the back while she eats her sandwich. As recent as 2007, even Snopes had to post an entry and dispute the ham sandwich myth of her death. Owen Elliott was 7 when her mother died. It's been hard for my family with the sandwich rumor, she says. One last slap against the fat lady. People seem to think it's funny. What's so darn funny? According to reports, there was no evidence to support the choking theory. The official autopsy revealed she had little to eat during her final hours. There was left side heart failure, wrote pathologist Keith Simpson. She had a heart attack which developed rapidly. Heart failure. Cass Elliot not only had a beautiful voice, but she also had a beautiful heart which few people got to see. Anthony Kiedis of Red Hot Chili Peppers cited the Mamas and the Papas, and especially Elliot, as an influence in an interview for Rolling Stone, saying, there have been times when I've been very down and out in my life, and the sound of her voice has sort of given me a reason to want to carry on. She was a one-woman triumph against adversity. She was ahead of her time. Women now are finally doing what she did 50 years ago, says her daughter. I look back on her and realize that, just by example, she taught me and others not to accept it when someone says you can't do something. I'm proud to be my mother's daughter, says Owen. When I'm having a tough day for whatever reason, I think of all the you can't be this, you can't do that, that my mother heard but ignored and conquered. She was a hero to me.
Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me.
This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace Page on Facebook. Look up John, J-O-N-S, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, Peace Page. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my technical assistant, Dave Leon. This was an entry from September 19th, 2019. Thank you for listening.